Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Oh, good afternoon, Kerry. I'm just inquiring. I'd like to transfer from one vet to Vanessa.
Yep.
Is that an issue?
No, not an issue at all. What we'd get you to do, obviously, is if this pet that we're going to be seeing has had quite a bit of history with the previous vet, just request some history to be forwarded over here. All vets do it all the time.
She was with Adrian, but since Adrian has gone...
Yeah, so what we'd get you to do is just give them a call and just get the history transferred over to us here.
Okay.
As I said, they do it all the time, so there shouldn't be an issue with that one. You might just need to say this patient hasn't been to the new vet surgery since Adrian has left. You might just have to say it's when Adrian was there, just because there's two different record-keeping systems there.
I think they'd probably realise that.
Yeah, no, sometimes you do have to request the old history as well to get that.
Yeah, no, I will, because she's been with Adrian over 30 years. I have forgotten, when is it that they get the jab so as not to produce eggs? I've forgotten what month.
Yeah, well, generally breeding season's anywhere between about September, well, around now, August, September through to March. But with the weather the way it's been, a lot of birds and stuff have been going into reproductive mode a lot sooner and going a lot later.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, so it's case by case. So if your bird is showing some nesting type behaviours or the reproductive type behaviours that they have been showing, it's best to get them in sooner if they're not due.
Yeah. What I might do, I'm just trying to think, because I'm just in a... You know, I've just had buried my mother and all this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And my dog, I had to put it down.
Oh,
you notice,
yeah.
I'm crying about the dog.
Yeah, no, it's been a hard time for you by the sound of it.
Yes, and then Adrian and these... people and I thought, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, we can definitely make an appointment. Like, we've got Dr. Adrian and Dr. Brock that work here. Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Brock that work here. So if you're specifically wanting to see Dr. Vanessa, just mention that when you phone up to make the appointment, if it's not now, and we can definitely organise that on a day that she's going to be available. Otherwise,
okay.
Dr. Brock will definitely be able to see you as well.
Okay. That sounds a bit... And there, but I know Vanessa is, because she worked for Bernadette, I think,
many years
ago.
Yeah, I worked there as well, and I've worked with Adrian as well, so...
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, who am I speaking with?
I'm
like,
home.
I know you. Yeah.
Oh, look, I sobbed. Look, and I'm sobbing now when Adrian left.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he had to retire, but it was a sad loss, but
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know what's happened to Zach? And she said that he had gone too.
Yeah, Zach's I think he's moved down south somewhere, like down Sydney way. Yeah, he's not in Queensland anymore. Dr. Brock, who used to work with Dr. Adrian, is now here. As well, and he used to work many moons ago at Brighton as well. So.
Oh my God! I was with Adrian from the time he opened.
Yeah.
First opened.
Who am I speaking with? Because I worked
Anna.
There. Who? Sorry.
Anna Pace.
Oh, Anna Pace. Yeah. No, I've worked there for many years. Like, I started there back in 2000 at Brighton, and then worked with Adrian for many years over at Brisbane Bird Vet, and
you would have met me at
some point of time. We would have crossed paths, I'm sure.
Oh, I think I'm at least something's going right.
Yes. Well, we definitely hope. You find home here, but basically, with your history, just give them a call and just ask if you can have it transferred here. We can definitely. Did you want me to pop you on file here, so when it does come across, we can pop you on file?
Oh, please do. Please do. I've just been stressing so much.
Yeah. Well, we can't have that. Okay. Now, your surname, is it P-A-C-E?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
No, I don't. Because the last 10 years has been all about money. So I haven't touched a computer for 10 years.
Yep, no, that's okay. And the mobile that you're calling on, that's your best contact number?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
And your email address?
Our email address is exotics, so EXOTICS.
Oh, and of course, the Biro doesn't work. Another Biro. Oh, that's made my day. A small E?
Yeah, so EXOTICS.
S for Sam.
S for Sam, so exotics.
Right.
Vet, VET.
All one word?
All one word.
Right.
At mail, MAIL.
Right.
.com.
.com. Oh, great. And who am I speaking to?
My name's Kiri.
Oh, I wonder if we recognise each other.
Oh, possibly. Well, I hope to think I haven't changed that much, but who knows? I was only 20 back many moons ago. But
oh, you were a baby.
Yeah, I was a baby back then, yes.
I wasn't. I can tell you that much.
I'll finish setting up your file. What's your address there, Anna?
Number 9.
Yep.
Sally, C for Charlie, ELLES, Street, Brighton.
There we go. And what's the sweet little bird's name that we'll be seeing?
There's two, but I'm bringing Genghis in. Sweet. I have been told by Hannah, Genghis is an easy bird to handle.
Oh, okay. And what type of bird is Genghis?
Sorry?
A long-billed Corella?
Yes. And I do have a blue-fronted Amazon, but I'll bring her in a little later.
No, that's okay. And how old is Genghis approximately?
Probably about 33.
Good age. Excellent. And do you want to put your blue-fronted Amazon on here just so she's on here?
Yes. Put her on as well.
What's her name?
Lola.
Lola. And how old is she approximately?
About 10.
10 years. Excellent. Well, they're both on file here.
Thank you, Kiri.
That's okay. So when you do phone up needing to make the appointment, just say that we've already set up a file for you and we'll be able to do it that way.
Okay.
But yeah, if you get the records sent over from Unusual Pet Vets, was Brisbane Bird Vet. And
what sort of a name is that, for God's sake?
Yeah. So they're part of the Unusual Pet Vet branch now.
They're just... To me, it was like, oh, my God, they're wiping Adrian altogether.
Yeah. Well, we can never forget him, so.
Oh, God, no.
Excellent. Well, it was lovely chatting with you, Anna. I've got all your records on file here
now.
Oh,
thank you.
We look forward to seeing you when you next come over here. And as I said, if you wanted to see Vanessa specifically, just request her when you phone up and make the appointment.
I'm happy with both.
Yep. Definitely. Well, they're both lovely. So, yeah, we can definitely look after both Genghis and Lola for you.
And both have been with Adrian, so hey.
Yes. Yep. As we say, we're all old school here.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Not a problem.
I'll go and have a little weep now.
Yes. You take care, Anna. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.